This is Lauren Osweiler with KUWTK News. You may want to rethink your intake of probiotics after hearing their potential harms. In hopes for good health, people have been ingesting living microorganisms in food, capsules, and even beauty products. Probiotics have the potential to improve health. The problem is that the proven benefits have a small number of conditions. Probiotics are less regulated than drugs, and they don't need to be proved effective to be marketed. From 2016 to 2017, the FDA inspected more than 650 facilities and determined that 50% had violations. Some of the violations included issues with the purity, strength, and even the identity of the promised product. Probiotic supplements have also been found to be contaminated with organisms that are not supposed to be there. Maddie Borden shares her thoughts on the problem.
Probiotics are meant to be good for your body. However, probiotics that aren't regulated shouldn't be trusted. Too much ingestion of probiotics can really mess up the resident microbial flora in our bodies. Our normal flora is especially at risk if the probiotics aren't regulated and there are organisms in them that are harmful to our own microbes.
In recent news, Florida withdrew the denying of felons to vote. On Tuesday, Florida voters approved a measure to restore the voting rights of those convicted with felonies as long as they have served their sentences and their crime was not murder or sexual abuse. Florida was one of just three remaining that prevented people with felony records from voting, the others being Iowa and Kentucky. A current Iowa resident shares their thoughts.
I honestly don't think convicted felons should be able to vote. Like, they for real have committed a serious crime. No way should they be able to voice their opinion on who gets to be a leader of the good people when they are bad people.
In other news, Facebook admits the social media site was used to incite violence in Myanmar. Facebook failed to prevent its platform from being used to foment division and incite offline violence, one executive said on Monday. A report by Business for Social Responsibility explains how Facebook unwittingly entered a country new to the digital era and still emerging from decades of censorship, all while tormented by political and social divisions. A Morningside student gives her opinion on the matter.
This is very concerning to me. Facebook is supposed to be a place where I can share photos and status updates about my family. Hearing that they are inciting violence in an underdeveloped country honestly hurts my heart.
This was Lauren Osweiler with KUWTK News. Have a great night.